Hey, Alan.
Phil Collin, how's it going?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for finally getting to me.
I know. Yeah, it's been a long morning.
That's all right. So actually, the afternoon, so you must be on a different time zone.
I am. I usually wake up at like 6 o'clock, you know, regardless of where I'm at. You know, I kind of usually kind of drift into that thing. So yeah, I'm up usually early.
Well, awesome. Well, you'll be up here coming our way Monday, May 21st, the XL Center in Hartford, Def Leppard and Journey. Now, normally, I ask how the tour is going, but we actually get you guys night one.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, we'll be ready. Because we actually just done a show just a few weeks ago. We played the Royal Albert Hall in London. We done a thing for a charity, Teenage Cancer Trust, and it was incredible. So, if it's anything like that, you know, that was probably one of the best shows we've ever done. So, yeah, this is going to be awesome.
That was for the Who's charity, right?
Yeah, yeah. For Roger Daltrey kind of invited us, and we absolutely did. Yeah, we've done some shows with them in South America in October. And then it was going. We're such huge fans, and Roger's such an amazing guy. So, yeah, he asked us that, and we jumped at it. It's great.
The Journey Def Leppard tour, how did that come about?
Well, we toured with them in 2006. Our manager, Howard Kaufman, who unfortunately isn't with us anymore, but he got that together in 2006 and said, you guys should get out there and play with them. And we said, okay. And it was amazing. And we've been threatening or trying to get together with them ever since then. And the problem was just the time, you know, everyone's schedules and whatever. So 2006 was... We've been trying to do it since then. So there you go. That's how it started off.
Well, we're excited. You're coming our way, Hartford, May 21st. But who's going to go on first that night? Do we have any idea?
Yeah, 50-50. One night one goes, the next night the other goes. And it's really down to whoever's, like, you know, they're from the Bay Area, so they'll close that show. You know, so it just depends on where you're at. Fenway Park, you know, we're huge in Boston, so we're going to close that one. So, it depends. But it's 50-50 right across the board.
Well, we're fairly close to Boston, so you might be closing out that night one.
Yeah, could be. I'm not sure, actually, who's doing it that night. So, yeah.
When you guys toured with Kiss a few years back, you actually came through Hartford on that particular tour. You did an acoustic set right in the middle where you did a little bit of their song, Beth. Is there going to be any sort of crossover with Journey expected for this tour?
I don't know. We haven't planned anything. But I think, you know, what happened last time we was out with them, we were all backstage, and everyone kind of hangs out with each other, and there's this really cool vibe. And Jonathan Cain said, oh, that piano, this was in Saratoga Springs in New York, upstate New York. He said, I wrote Faithfully on that piano backstage. So he sat around, and we ended up all singing it, and then we started going into other. So it was really cool. No one videoed it, which was a real drag. So hopefully we'll get around to doing that again. You know, I actually went on stage with them and played a few times. So I remember doing a Dixie Highway with them. And a couple of times I've done sound checks with them. And they're just a great band. So, maybe we'll get around to doing something. Because, this is really cool.
Now, there is the rumor you guys might be doing Hysteria in its entirety on this tour. That's been floating around for a couple of months.
No, not on this tour. But after we leave, we go to Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and then England in December. And we're doing Hysteria there in its entirety. But this tour, we're actually doing, you know, we're representing our catalogue because it actually just got released on digital. So we have 13 albums to represent, basically.
That's right. That just happened back in January.
Yeah, January 16th. So we you know, that's really what we've got to promote.
How come it took so long? You guys were like the last band.
Yeah, we were in a great position. You know, we didn't have to allow everyone to just get our stuff. We felt that our songs and our music had more value than just to release it, you know, on digital. And, you know, we put so much into it. You know, one of us lost our lives. One of us lost a limb. We lost millions of dollars, or, you know, we put in millions of dollars, so much energy into those records. We felt that we didn't want to just give it away, and we felt it had a bit more value than that. So we were able to hold out, and then we worked out something great with our record label, Universal, and everyone's really happy, including us. So it worked out. It was a really good time, and I think.
Everything is now available on digital, but tomorrow is actually a record store day here, and you guys are releasing a vinyl single live at Abbey Road?
Yeah, we recorded that. We were in the Abbey Road studios a few years ago, and we recorded in the big room, which was awesome. And we've just been hanging on to it. So now it actually just comes out as a vinyl, single, really, or two. I think it's a double single. I'm not really sure what the format is, but yes, on vinyl. So that's going to be really cool as well.
Had you ever had the opportunity or the chance to record at Abbey Road before?
No, that was the only time. It was a bit like doing the Albert Hall thing, you know, because it's got such a bit, like obviously the Beatles and everything, you know, the famous, crossroad thing at the outside the door, you know, the zebra crossing thing. The Rollout Ball was 150 years old, so. And it was the first time we'd played it. So both of them were kind of a big deal for us.
Today is actually the anniversary of a big day in rock history that you were a part of. In 1992, it was the Freddie Mercury tribute concert.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was April 20th, 1992. And you played with Def Leppard. You also played with Ian Hunter and David Bowie that night. Do you have any other fun memories from that night?
It was such an amazing event, I got to say, you know. It was trying to bring awareness because it was still a bit funny about the HIV thing and no one really knew. And that really was the thing, is that Freddie Mercury passed away because of that. And that was the reason for doing it. So it was really cool. It was a great event. Everyone behaved themselves. You know, there's all these prima donna artists there and no one acted like that. Everyone actually pulled together and it was really special. And, you know, we got to see, you know, our favorite artists. You know, everybody was there, Elton John and David Bowie and, you know, Metallica, us, Guns N' Roses. It was just like nonstop. And, you know, obviously we had the remaining members of Queen. And Brian May said to me and James, do you want to come up and sing all the answers? So we got to, you know, sing with the Queen, David Bowie, Ian Hunter and Mick Ronson. So for me and Joe, it was like, you know, we were pinching ourselves. It was just amazing.
To be asked, hey, guys, why don't you come on over and do this? Like, I mean, I would have lost my mind.
Yeah, I mean, when you think you're going to play with, you know, Queen, David Bowie, Ian Hunt, and Mick Ronson all on the same stage, it's like, whoa, yeah, okay, we'll have some of that. That's great.
That was unbelievable, a performance that night, and you guys are going to be doing another one May 21st, obviously, the XL Center here in Hartford with Journey. But you're busy with a lot of other projects other than Def Leppard. You've got a new live album from Delta Deep.
Absolutely. Yeah, that just came out in January. We're starting work on our second studio album, which I'm probably going to do a lot of that on tour. And then, I've got the Tesla album cut out in late summer, which I've done while we were on tour. You know, I've produced and co-wrote with the guys on that. And that sounds unbelievable. So I'm really excited about that.
And most importantly, I understand you've got a baby on the way.
I do, yes. Any day now, actually.
Wow.
Boy. So, yeah, that'll be cool. Yeah, it's all happening. Obviously, I just done the G3 tour with Joe Satriani and John Petrucci.
That's right, yeah. You came through here back in February. How was that tour?
It was so much fun, and I learned so much, and it was just so amazing to play with Joe and John, you know, because they're so humble. They're such amazing guitar players, right? That's really humble. There's no egos at all. And we had such the best time. I was actually just texting John Petrucci just a minute ago. We were back and forth. And they're still in Europe. They're actually touring Europe. They took it there. And I obviously couldn't do it because the Def Leppard stuff. But it was amazing. And it really raised my guitar game. It actually made my playing so much better. Just being on the stage with those two every night was incredible. And then we done a Delta Deep set as well with Debbie Blackwell Cook, the singer in my other band. So it was amazing.
Two big tours this year, a live album, you produced an album, you've got a baby any day now. Do you literally have room for anything else, Phil Collin?
I don't. And, you know, sometimes you take on, because I go, yeah, I can do that. And sometimes you just run out of time. So it's been really crazy. So, I'm just trying to get into the vibe for the tour, working out, eating right and all that stuff, rehearsing all the songs at home. And then hopefully, you know, when we get back into the rehearsal studio, in New York, I think we'll be rehearsing. It should be great. It should be really, I'm really looking forward to it. I love playing with Def Leppard. It's my favorite band in the world. And we just get better every tour. So that's great. That's something to look forward to.
Well, we love having you here. We're excited that you're kicking off the entire U.S. tour with Journey right here in Hartford, Monday night, May 21st at the XL Center. And I appreciate that you actually were able to find a few minutes to talk to me, the busiest guy in rock.
I know. It's great. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Phil.
All right, pleasure. I'll see you soon.